At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
For years, you were told, don't hit the snooze button. You're going to have a heart attack if you do it too much. But now, studies are saying maybe that's not true. Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. So now it's okay for us to snooze?
Yeah, I love this news, actually, because I'm a big snoozer. So the Journal of Sleep Research just came out with a very large study that said hitting the snooze button used to carry negative connotations, but in a very large study, they found no negative effects from snoozing. And in fact, it can help you wake up, which I find very interesting because it contradicts exactly what we've been told for years and years.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the key was uninterrupted REM sleep, right? Let's just go as long as we can. You're better off getting the 10 minutes there. I got to be honest, I've been hitting the snooze button a lot over the last few weeks. I never did that before. It's terrifying for me.
Absolutely. And I think when we, you know, fall back with the clocks, we have daylight savings. A lot of us are hitting snooze, even if we didn't a couple weeks ago. So this study is interesting because it showed that there were no negative effects of snoozing, that it did not affect cognitive tests, which is what we found in the past. Some of the studies showed us that the more you hit snooze, the more tired you are during the day and your cognition was impaired. Now these new studies showed that snoozing for an extra 30 minutes, you have to stop at 30 minutes, improved or did not negatively affect performance on cognitive tests. And so those of us that have a hard time waking up and feel, you know, dreading the morning can actually hit snooze within a 30-minute window, and it's not going to impair you in the ways that we thought in the past.
I still think it's dangerous. My risk and my fear of the snooze button is that I accidentally shut off my alarm, mm-hmm. and then I just go back to sleep, and then I miss my show, which is essentially always my biggest nightmare.
Right.
I think anybody that works in radio, that's always a concern. Like, what are the benefits of hitting snooze? Like, getting that extra 30 minutes? Like, are there any benefits besides the fact that you're lazy and you want to go back to sleep?
I mean, my snooze is 9 minutes also. Mm. It's 9 minutes long.
Yeah, mine is also like 7 to 9 minutes is the average snooze. But, you know, Anna, you raise a really good point here. We are a nation of sleep-deprived individuals, and we're supposed to get between 7 and 8 hours of sleep, adults, every single night. And the vast majority, more than two-thirds of Americans, are getting less than 6 hours of sleep. And so that extra half an hour may actually improve performance for some people. But let's say you're getting these 7 to 8 hours of sleep and hitting snooze button increases your anxiety. This is a case-to-case basis, right? So if hitting snooze is just going to increase your anxiety, it absolutely is important to try to wake right up, especially if you got and you logged in that 7 to 8 hours. But if you're someone who's chronically sleep-deprived, those 30 minutes can make a difference. So I think you have to judge by individual. But the good news is that if you do hit snooze, you're not, you know, relinquishing your life to heart attacks and poor cognition. Mm-hmm. It's not really going to do anything negative for you if you need it. But if you don't need it, wake right up. You know, especially for people that need to get up for all sorts of jobs and things that start on time, it's very important to feel rested upon waking. But some people just need to get right up and not hit snooze.
My father would say that we're soft. We're soft.
It's true. Your father probably woke up to a bugle.
At least at one point.
Yeah. Dr. Jennifer Wider, right. You can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.